Then comes now the description of pranayama. Although in the Raja Yoga, pranayama should precede this process of mind. But as I told you here, there is not a regular statement. But all the elements which are in the Raja Yoga are given in a summary form. Samam kaya shiro grivam dharayan achalam sthiraha samprekshya nasikagram swam dishaschana avalokayan. There, having steadied himself and holding the body, head and neck erect in a straight line, looking steadily at the tip of the nose and not looking in the different directions. This is the beginning of the pranayama. Prashantatma vidata vihi brahmachari vrate sthitaha manaha samyamya manchito yuk manchit machitto yukta asita matparaha. What is given normally as yama and niyama is summarized here. And he says, peaceful and fearless, establishing the vow of celibacy, with his mind restrained, and turned towards me, with wholehearted devotion to me, the highest goal, one should practice yogic discipline. Now this element of matchittaha and matparaha, you should concentrate upon me, and you become my-minded, matparaha, is a speciality of the Bhagavad Gita in the exposition of Raja Yoga. In the orthodox statement of Raja Yoga, concentration upon the divine is optional. It is not compulsory, it is not imperative. You may concentrate upon the divine or you may concentrate upon any object. The aim of Raja Yoga is to control the mind. And for controlling the mind, you can pick up any object. It is even said that if you are in love with somebody and concentrate upon the object of love, even that would give you the stability of the mind. So it gives many options. So even concentration upon the divine is also one of the options. But here, in the exposition of the Raja Yoga in the terms of the Gita, Sri Krishna says that you should become my-minded, concentrate upon me, upon the Supreme. Yunjan evam sadatmanam yogi niyata manasaha shantim nirvana paramam mat sansthaam adhigacchati. Having restrained his mind, the yogin constantly applies his mind to the self, attains peace, the supreme nirvana which abides in me. Now there are two important points here. We had said that by the higher self you should control the lower self. And if you do all these practices, then you will be able to sustain yourself in the higher self. And in that higher self consciousness, you will have two important realizations. One is Nirvana Paramam Shanti. That is Akshara, experience of complete inactivity. But matsanskam, but even that akshara is seated in me. That is, I am still higher than that condition of inactivity. Nirvana is not the ultimate goal. It is a part of the goal, but not the ultimate goal, because even that shantim, even that peace is not final. Matsanskam. You should see that even that state is seated in me. And I am more than activity, I am more than inactivity. I am Purushottama. Now comes certain other principles of yoga, of yama and niyama. As I told you again, there is not that kind of a systematic exposition, but all the elements which are in the Raja Yoga are taken one by one, separately, according to a psychological development of the teaching. Natyashnastastu yoga asti nacha ekantam anashnataha nachati svapnashilasya jagrata neva cha arjuna yuktahara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta svapnavabodhasya yoga bhavati dukkha. Here is the principle of what is called balance, equilibrium. You should neither eat too much nor eat too little. You should neither remain awake all the time nor you should go on sleeping all the time. You should have a balance. It is a kind of an equilibrium, a principle of modesty. O Arjuna, yoga cannot be perfected by one who eats in excess or by one who does not eat at all. It is not for one who sleeps too much, not for one who keeps awake. He who is regulated in diet and recreation, who is restrained in performing his actions, whose sleep and wakefulness is regulated, such a person perfects the yoga which destroys all sorrows. Yada viniyatam chittam atmani eva tishtate avatishtate nispraha sarvakamebhyaha yoktaha iti ujjate tada. When the chitta is properly restrained and is established in the self alone, then one becomes free from all desires and is called a yukta, one who is established in yoga. This term chitta is used here, and that is a very important term in Raja Yoga. One of the very first statements of Raja Yoga is the definition of yoga. And it says, chitta vritti nirodha yoga. Yoga means chitta vritti nirodha, restraint, cessation of the modifications of chitta, of the stuff of consciousness. So Sri Krishna uses here the same word. When the chitta is properly restrained and is established in the self alone, then one becomes free from all desires and is called a yukta, one who is established in yoga. Yatha dīpaha nivātastaha nengate sopamā smita yoginaha yatacittasya yunjato yogam ātmanaha. Just as a lamp does not flicker in a windless place, such is the simile declared for the yogin whose mind has been curbed and who practices union with the Supreme Self. Where there is no wind at all, the light doesn't flicker. Similarly, the mind of the yogin does not flicker. It burns steadily without any kind of wavering. Yatra uparamate chittam niruddham yoga sevaya yatra cha eva atmanam pashyan atmani pushyati. When chitta is restrained by the practice of yoga and is withdrawn from the worldly material activities, then the yogin beholds the self within his own self and he finds contentment. What is the nature of this contentment? Sukham atyantikam yat tad buddhi grahyam atindriyam vetti yatra nacha evayam chitash chalati tattvataha. One experiences the transcendental bliss. This contentment gradually becomes an experience of the supreme bliss. bliss which is atindriyam, which transcends any sensual experience. In other words, whatever may be the climaxes of sense experiences and the delights, this bliss goes even beyond that. It can be seized by the intellect, buddhi grahayam. It can be conceived, and then it goes even beyond buddhi to experience it. It can be conceived by buddhi, but actually it goes in experience even beyond that.